Blog Talk Radio.
A Billion Realities explores the billions of different realities and perspectives coexisting on our planet. We explore topics such as coping with trauma, abuse, PTSD, addiction, and adversity. You'll hear incredible stories of how the power of the mind, psychology, spirituality, meditation, hypnosis, and NLP can transform lives. The ambition is to destigmatize addiction, abuse, and mental health concerns, as well as increase a sense of tolerance and unity amongst the race of distinctly unique human beings that we are. This show serves as an outlet to evoke insight and empathy towards what others may be going through or have gone through. The motto of this show is, no two realities are the same. Please tune in at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. See you there.
Join me, Chris Levels, the host of Politics and Prophecy on FreedomizerRadio.com. The show that seeks to educate instead of indoctrinate. Enlighten those that seek knowledge and truth while exposing lawlessness and wickedness within our society. Monday through Thursday, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is the time you can join me and my guest on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Hey everyone, come check out the Proof Negative Radio Show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Monday through Thursday, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the Pacific Coast as we fight the New World Order and rock the health freedom world together.
Ay, 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 le chupacabra, porque?
Are you tired of losing your herd of goats to the chupacabra? Are you worried about how you're going to eat because your goats were viciously ravaged? Call SNL Chupacabra Insurance today. SNL provides fast, speedy claims in the event of your goat farm being destroyed. Low rates, fast service, and professional attitude is what makes SNL your choice for Chupacabra Insurance. Call 855-CHUPA-NO today. 855-CHUPA-NO for a free rate quote. SNL Chupacabra Insurance, just in case the Chupacabra comes.
Ay, 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 le chupacabra.
Of all the grounding studies, the one that really got our attention is called Electric Grounding Improves Vagal Tone in Preterm Infants. In the study, 26 premature babies in an NICU were connected to grounding wires. The heart rates of the grounded infants stabilized, and their vagal tone, a critical measure of infant health, increased by 67% with grounding.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Barefoot is Legal radio show here on Freedomizer Radio. We want you to feel empowered about driving a car, going into a store, or eating in public without shoes on. The average person thinks laws exist, and we will show you how there are none. So, kick back, listen to the show, and if you want to call in, the number is 319-527-6208 and press 1 to talk on the air. Thank you.
Hey everyone, it's Keegan from Barefoot is Legal. Hope everyone is having a great weekend and doing things that they love and spreading some positivity in their own life and in the world. I am coming to you live from the East Coast today. We have some gloomy weather, but it didn't stop me from getting out and getting grounded this morning. We're going to be on for 90 minutes today, so call in, let us know what's going on in your area, what you're doing to ground, and how you're living that Barefoot is Legal life. So I had a few things that I found. I had a few things that I found that I was going to share with you guys today before. So I have a few articles. One of them is about a documentary that apparently is taking filmmakers by surprise. It took a couple of top awards. It's a Barefoot documentary about this guy. I'm pulling it up so I can tell you the correct information. It's the Mark Ballmer story. It won Best Documentary at the Omaha Film Festival last weekend. And the film is by a Pittsburgh filmmaker, Julie Sokolow. And it was played at the Three Rivers Film Festival last November. It had previously won for Best Documentary. It was about a kid that was a Maine native and was 33 years old when he was struck and killed by an SUV in Florida in 2007. And he was 100 days into walking barefoot across America to raise $10,000 in awareness in the name of fighting against the natural gas. So it was bringing, you know, positivity around the barefoot movement and living in barefoot free style. And I thought it was really interesting. So if you wanted to check that out, again, that is Barefoot, the Mark Ballmer story, and it won the Best Documentary at the Omaha Film Festival last weekend. So that might be something cool to check out. And now I have live on the show with me, Proof. Are you there, Proof?
Hello. Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, I hope you don't mind. I had to fix something real quick.
No, it's fine. I didn't even know you were going to be on live with me today, so I appreciate that. I tried to reach out in the Barefoot is Legal group a few hours ago this morning, but it didn't look like anyone was active.
Okay, well, we'll have to work on that. I fixed the tags because you don't use the hashtags. You just hit enter or a comma and keep going.
Okay, you'll have to explain that to me again because I did the other one the same way.
I'll show you the difference real quick here. We could do it on here. Look at the switchboard now and then hit refresh. You'll see a difference.
I'm waiting for it to refresh. I'm sorry. Oh,
it's all right. Yeah, so you want them all to be separate. Otherwise, if you just have the hashtag, it just counts as one big, long, SEO. The hashtag. It just, someone would have to look for that exact thing that you just typed out, which will never happen in life.
Okay, so don't put a hashtag in front of the words. Just type them out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you want them all to be
separate.
Why?
Because because then those key phrases or keywords just pop up when people are searching?
Yes. Correct.
Okay, that makes sense. I apologize about that. I will have to fix next week's show then.
Don't apologize. You didn't know.
Everything's a learning process, right?
Yeah.
Have you been able to venture out at all barefoot or not really?
I did go to Star Nursery, but I think that was last week. But I went to a grocery store this week, and I still go grounding at the park every single day. I don't really count drive through because that's like, who cares?
Yeah, that is true. That is true. I've been grounding every day too, and letting my daughter run around barefoot and get some grounding. Especially being locked up in the house. Are the parks and stuff by you closed, like the nature parks and things like that?
Well, I go to the same two parks. I should venture out for others, I guess.
Yeah, our parks aren't closed, but our beaches are. You're only allowed to exercise or fish. You're not allowed to go sit on the beach, so that's a bummer.
So what's really strange is you have cities now that want everybody's face covered in order to be out in public.
Yeah, but I watched the president, and he specifically said that is not mandatory, and you do not have to do that if you choose not to. He said it's a recommendation, and he kept repeating that. So, like I tell everyone, I'm going to go by what the president says.
Yeah.
Not all of these media fear tactic mongrels.
Well, that's exactly what it is. So we can't be scared of being ourselves.
Exactly. Speaking of fear-mongering, when I was looking for different articles and things to present today or to talk about today, I noticed that there was a lot of arrests happening, and they were putting barefoot in the title, like as if makes the criminal worse, you know, like as if being barefoot makes you a barbarian.
I've been talking about that for over a year. My favorite one of all time was shirtless man gets arrested barefoot. That's the headline.
Yeah, I know I saw one earlier that said barefoot man arrested for stealing shoes in Walmart. They said
shoes are not essential now, so nobody could steal them.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And I thought that you were allowed to steal up to $900 before you have criminal charges. They reported that the shoes cost $21.
That's only New York and California.
Oh, I'm mistaken. I was laughing at that, though. I was like, oh, does barefoot make you more dangerous? That's exactly what it seemed like they were trying to allude. They're like, the surveillance cameras watched this man enter the Walmart barefoot, where then he went to the shoe department and he put on a size 9.5 shoe and tried to walk out of the store. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. Uh-huh. And then it was like other ones, you know, like barefoot man punches woman in barefoot beach, Florida. And I'm like, does that make him more dangerous? It's a beach. Most people are barefoot on a beach.
Yeah, well, that's what we're up against here, so.
I know, it's so silly. The other one I found humorous was these two children had wandered out of quarantine, and they were cousins, and the mothers were, I don't know what they were doing. They didn't say in the article. It just said that they had, turned their heads for a little bit, and the toddlers had gotten out. Not toddlers, they were 5 and 7, and they had gotten out, and they made sure to say they were barefoot without coats. And I'm like, being barefoot is not bad. Why do they keep alluding to, like, this is bad, or child neglect if your kid is barefoot? so silly. But it's the narrative. If they feed you the bad narrative long enough, then people assume that being barefoot is bad.
Yes, that's exactly the point. So we have to be on the offensive.
Yes. I found a really cool article, too, about this broadcaster.
Okay.
And her name is Lorraine Kelly, and she's from Britain. She's from Good Morning Britain, and they were saying that she does an amazing job presenting her segment every morning. They were saying all these great things about her. And then what they realized recently was she is barefoot a lot of the times when she's doing her broadcast, because the camera, you know, had pulled away from the studio and was like going, you know, giving the view of the studio, and the viewers noticed that she doesn't wear shoes. And so she like caused a little bit of, you know, ruckus, but not in a bad way. It was like good, you know. She said that she trades in heels that are uncomfortable for bare feet so she can be comfortable. Yeah. And it was painting it in a good light, you know, like who can blame her? Heels, you know, hurt your feet.
Yeah.
So I thought that was cool. It wasn't in a negative light. It was actually in a positive light, and everyone knows her in Britain, and she's a figure. So it was cool to see, you know, someone doing that in their day-to-day and not just because. I think I had sent that to you if anybody was interested.
Okay.
Oh, yes, I did. I do have the barefoot shopper arrested attempting to flee Walmart in shoes.
Yeah, well, we have to, like I said, we have to be on the offensive here. And even though there's a worldwide virus, this doesn't affect us one bit.
No, it doesn't.
So we have to remain vigilant. And I've been trying my best to put out a lot of memes and making traffic happen.
Yeah, I saw that. You've been super active now that you have the time to be.
Well, I'm trying to go through some of our older posts because I just upgraded our computer. And there's a lot of people that have looked at our memes over the years that I need to say hi to and see if they want to come join us.
Yeah.
So that's
my
main project right now. Go ahead.
What's going on with our YouTube channel? Do we have a new one now? Or was I mistaken reading some of the posts?
Yeah, for whatever reason, I don't have the password for the other one. And the email that I thought I used says that there is no channel, but it's up. So I said, forget it, let's just make a new one. And so the old videos can stay there, and I know what the new one is because I linked it to my other account. I've been making cartoons again. One of my favorite things from 8 years ago was making cartoons. So I need to come up with some new characters for the BIL because I was using Extra Normal, but they went out of business. So there was another program called Plotagon. But now Plotagon is no longer free. They changed their rates drastically recently, so I was going to buy a Plotagon account to keep some of those characters active, but extranormal.com was bought out by Nawmal, N-A-W-M-A-L, and I bought a teacher account because my wife's a teacher, and they said a nonprofit would also count as the same as a teacher, So I purchased that, and I'm trying to learn the software, so I'm trying to relive some of my older characters, but their voices aren't the same.
So these programs allow you...
What's that?
Go ahead. Oh, they just allow you to create the cartoons. Is that what it is? Like you can, you know, make the characters yourself and apply whatever voices you want.
I could use my own voice, or I could use their voices that they have pre-made.
Oh, that's cool. So like you type in the narrative and then they have a voiceover.
Yeah.
That is neat. So you're just looking for like a bad guy and a good guy to be Barefoot.
Yeah, I got to get some scenarios redone.
You could totally go to town with the virus going on.
That's what I was planning on doing, but I have to get the camera angles right, and I have to figure out how to make this happen, because the software now is different from the previous software. So I'm having to relearn a program.
Oh, I understand.
So
I've been seeing a lot of people even driving with their face mask because some news, I forget which one it was, some off-the-wall name, Green something or other, I'll have to look it up, but they said that you could get the coronavirus through your vents of your car. Are people going to be afraid to be parked next to one another at a red light now?
Yes.
I thought that was incredibly funny. I'm like, oh, we can get it through vents now? It can't go more than 6 feet, but now it can travel through car vents. Okay.
Yes.
It makes me think of that movie with Sandra Bullock that came out a little while ago, Bird Box or something.
Okay.
Did you ever hear of it? It was an invisible enemy, and they all had to wear blindfolds. And if you looked at the invisible enemy that was invisible, so you couldn't see it anyway, then you would die.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
So it just has me chuckling. Like, wear your blindfold so you can't see the invisible enemy, because the invisible enemy will kill you.
That's kind of what it feels like here.
Yeah, and the verbiage, the invisible enemy, I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys are just scaring the heck out of people. It's a virus. It's not invisible. We could see it under a microscope.
But you know what's pretty funny, though, is that China Mart today announced that all their clothing, and I want to say this is in all stores. I've been checking my spy book, and various people in several cities are reporting that China Mart is no longer selling clothes on the shelf because of the coronavirus. It's considered non-essential.
What? So is China Mart Walmart?
Yes.
Ah.
So if you need clothes, and that includes gloves, by the way.
I don't know. I still think something deeper is going on.
Well, so do
but
I.
There's a lot of people that just really are buying into this virus. They are really buying into it.
So I have to meme somehow, and I took Chewbacca for a walk just before getting on air with you here, but I was trying to think of a meme to show how shoes are not essential, because if they were essential, you'd be allowed to buy them.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. I was also thinking of like a meme that like, oh, ditched Corona or the possibility of contagion, you know, and just go barefoot.
Did you see the ones I made with the Drake meme? I reformatted
yes.
that.
Yes. Yes. I have to
and
share some, but I've been trying.
You wouldn't believe how many people said that basically the same thing is that I'm going to wear my shoes all day, every day, so you're just going to have to get coronavirus. Meanwhile, they're wearing a mask and gloves.
I know, and then touching their cell phones that go up to their face, like, it makes no sense.
Right, and then eating their Big Mac and then touching a door.
Yeah, I watched a woman at the grocery store take her phone out, answer a message on her phone, put it back in her purse, all while wearing gloves. Put it back in her purse, paid for her food in cash, and then as she was walking out the door, picked up her phone because it was ringing again, and she answered it and put it right up to her face. I was like, you people make no sense. You just contaminated your purse and all the contents in it, and then you brought the phone to your face. Like, you make no sense. Absolutely no sense. I guess they don't realize that we have free-range bacteria on our skin that fight a lot of and combat a lot of things, you know? Lack of knowledge. I think that's biblical. Doesn't God say a lot of my people will perish from lack of knowledge? That has such big metaphors. I can apply that so many places. Everything I've been reading, though, in other countries and things like that, they're backpedaling on the amount of numbers of cases they truly had, and they are backpedaling on the deaths, and they are backpedaling on the healing rate, like how long it's taking and how many patients are being healed versus dying. So I don't understand why we're not promoting those kinds of things. Like, I want to see who's getting better. I'm tired of hearing who's possibly going to get it.
Yeah, but the most important point of today, though, is that nobody can get coronavirus by simply not wearing shoes. On the other hand, you can give people coronavirus
you to not wear
by
shoes.
Wearing shoes. So we should all be making we should be making corona memes right now and just putting it out there.
And we should be encouraging to go without less, because if China Mart is worried about cross contamination of clothing, then or it's not essential or whatever it is, then we should, you know, be reducing the amount of layers and stuff that we're wearing and quote unquote attracting it. I'm still going with your feet get cleaned every day, your shoes do not.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to remind everyone that electrons are absorbed from the bottom of bare feet and throughout the body neutralizes free radicals. So all the toxins and everything in your body, it acts like antioxidants throughout the body to be barefoot. And I don't know if viewers had a chance to listen on Wednesday, but talking to that Dr. Malcolm, I want to say his name was, I hope I'm not mispronouncing it, but he was talking a lot about energy and raising vibrations of the body and raising the energy levels of the body and things like that. And that's exactly what grounding does. And the number one way to ground is through our feet.
Right.
People forget how powerful the soil is in strengthening and cleansing and healing our bodies. They really do. They think we need, you know, a ton of antibacterial soap and face mask and gloves. No, we need our bodies, and we need our bodies to have terrain, like a healthy terrain, you know?
So what else do you have today?
I have another healing article from the Compton Herald. It's a grounding barefoot healing the doctor didn't order.
Yes.
So
I remember that article.
It's talking. Oh, okay. You've had it before?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean we can't share it. That was last year.
Oh, okay. So it was just saying, you know, it's really important in holistic healing to be grounded or to practice earthing by removing our shoes and touching bare feet to the surfaces of the earth. and that, believe it or not, most people in society never touch their feet to the ground outside. They never do it. Like, they just don't. If they go outside, they always have something on their feet.
Yeah, exactly.
And it says, except for maybe the summer months with excursions on the beach, which had me also thinking, I see so many people wearing water shoes to the beach. So people really aren't even grounding in the summertime with the beach, you know?
Okay.
And it was just talking about just, you know, all the health in like the health surrounding grounding and how it's really priority to our body, and that there's more and more growing evidence through expanding of researching that it lowers free radical damage and stress and inflammation and pain, and it lowers the free radical damage of oxidative stress. So I thought that was really interesting, especially since, you know, oxygen in the lungs and everything is what everyone's worried about right now. It says that our bodies run through a type of electrical current and are naturally able to absorb electrical charges from the earth. Since the skin acts like a conductor, our feet specifically, certain points, the balls of the feet, are believed to be precise at receiving the earth's electricity directly. And it's more important to be in contact with soil, sand, and grass, which we know that soil, sand, and grass also have cleansing properties. So if you are stepping on the concrete or the asphalt or a store floor, you know, if you're doing your grocery shopping, and then you go outside or you get to your house and you have grass, go and, you know, rub your feet through the grass and stuff, and it actually has cleansing properties. Especially clovers. People really forget the cleansing properties of clovers. I believe it was in World War II, they used to mash it up and use clovers as soap.
I never knew that.
Yeah, actually, we could take a commercial break, and then
okay.
I can look up some information on clovers, because I actually know that to be true. So if you don't mind, I'll take a little commercial break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Okay.
If you want to call in and talk, our number here is 319-527-6208, and just press 1 if you'd like to enjoy our and join in on Proof and I's conversation.
Join me, Chris Levels, the host of Politics and Prophecy on FreedomizerRadio.com, the show that seeks to educate instead of indoctrinate, enlighten those that seek knowledge and truth while exposing lawlessness and wickedness within our society. Monday through Thursday, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is the time you can join me and my guests on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Realities explores the billions of different realities and perspectives coexisting on our planet. We explore topics such as coping with trauma, abuse, PTSD, addiction, and adversity. You'll hear incredible stories of how the power of the mind, psychology, spirituality, meditation, hypnosis, and NLP can transform lives. The ambition is to destigmatize addiction, abuse, and mental health concerns, as well as increase the sense of tolerance and unity amongst the race of distinctly unique human beings that we are. This show serves as an outlet to evoke insight and empathy towards what others may be going through or have gone through. The motto of this show is, no two realities are the same. Please tune in at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. See you there.
From the people that brought you the roller coaster making game and who brought you the FEMA coloring books, it's the FEMA Camp Tycoon. That sounds cool.
Here, you will have over 800 concentration camps to choose from. Wow. You want Vegas? 29 Palms? Jacksonville? Start with Beech Grove, Indiana, and it's all yours. You'll learn how to get people on the red, the blue, and the yellow list. I want to be red. I want to be blue. Buy more trains. Get HR 645 passed. But don't pay the Senate too much money. You'll need to buy gas chambers with that. Collect barcode readers, sell souvenirs, and hit the high score on collecting millions of American people, I mean, right-wing extremists. Anyway, coming soon, FEMA Camp Tycoon.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hey everyone, come check out the Proof Negative radio show here on FreedomizerRadio.com, Monday through Thursday, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the Pacific Coast as we fight the New World Order and rock the health freedom world together.
Hi, welcome back to Barefoot is Legal. Proof's here with me on the radio today, Freedomizer Radio. If you'd like to call in, our number here is 319-527-6208. Just press 1 to join in on the conversation. Are you still with me, Proof?
I think so.
So, while we were taking a little break, I was researching the clover, like I said, because it has a lot of the white clover, actually, which is, you know, the one that we find in our backyards that have the white heads that the bunnies always bite off. I think there's purple-headed clovers and white. But specifically, the white-head clovers, they are useful in purifying and cleansing the blood and can be used to clean boils, abscess, and wounds. And they can be mashed up and added to water and used as an eye wash for diseases of the eye. So there's a lot of cleansing properties to it. So like I was saying before, if you're out barefoot walking and you are concerned that maybe you picked up something and you don't want to go right into the house, you can go rub in some grass, find some clovers, rub in there, and cleanse the feet a little bit.
Okay.
The other benefits to that, the other cleansingness to that, is that it can be used as a tea for inflammatory calming and as an anti-asthmatic kind of thing. It's a good remedy to purify the blood to treat boils, wounds, ulcers, gout, abscesses, menstrual conditions, rheumatoid arthritis, and other skin diseases. So that's pretty interesting. It's also stimulating to the liver and the gallbladder. And it's a good alternative medicine for fevers, colds, and flu. Clover tea is used for bronchial coughs, whooping cough, and tuberculosis. And white clover is considered a prophylactic against mumps. It can also be used to reduce the symptoms of asthma and can reduce inflammations and assist in combating symptoms of PMS. It soothes spasms and can be used in down below the belt area problems.
Okay. So your kneecaps.
So it's, yeah. white clover cleanses systems and decreases in irritation and muscular activity of the gastrointestinal tract and can be used to decrease the activity of the central nervous system. So that's why it's good for rheumatoid arthritis and arthritis. So I think that's super interesting. And it's rich in vitamin A, B, C, E, calcium, and magnesium. Shedding a little bit of knowledge that people may not know, but we have a lot of herbs that grow freely in our backyard that are super beneficial to the body. The other day, my daughter and I, we went and we walked the baseball field and we picked dandelions and we made jelly, and that was delicious. You just collect 2 cups of it and you boil the heads of the flowers in water. And then after you leave it sit in the refrigerator in the 4 cups of water that you boiled it in for 2 days, you add honey and gelatin to it, and it makes a jelly. And it's really good for inflammation of the stomach and a crap ton of vitamins and overall health of the immune system and the intestinal tract. I thought that was pretty fun to teach her how to do that and, you know, get out in the sunshine. And we did it barefoot, and we didn't step on bees. Because that's a question I always get. Aren't you afraid to step on a bee? And I'm like, no.
Well, aren't they afraid that a bee is going to sting their knee because they're wearing shorts?
I know. What is the difference? If you have exposed skin, it can bite you anywhere. It can sting you anywhere.
And they probably weren't wearing a hat.
No, they weren't.
Oh.
I think actually the bugs move away from my bare feet. I think that they can feel the vibrations of our bodies differently because we're not wearing shoes. I've never been stung by a bee on my feet, and I'm always bare feet. And I see them buzzing around, but they avoid me. I think they can actually, like, sense you, you know, because you're not covered with clothing or shoes. I also was at the Newport News Park earlier in the week because my husband was fishing with my daughter, and they had a lot of people playing that frisbee golf. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, disc golf, right.
Yes, disc golf. And they were all barefoot, and I was like, yeah, barefoot. I get excited when I see other barefooters.
Okay, so what
I was
else
trying
do you have?
To. I was thinking too, like we should have a barefoot challenge. I know we mentioned it last week, but I didn't really see anyone participating. And just like creative things that they've been doing barefoot, or think of creative, funny ways to put some humor in the quarantine and being barefoot, you know. I would love to see people start making, you know, memes themselves or taking funny pictures with their feet in quarantine or taking funny pictures barefoot, you know, to relieve some of the tension in quarantine, put some humor on the page.
Mm-hmm.
How have we been with traffic in the quarantine? Is it picking up?
Oh, with the BIL page, we're down a little bit,
yes.
But that's okay.
Yeah, I think it's because more and more people aren't able to be outside.
Yeah.
I saw someone said that I had a nice voice on the radio, so that's very nice.
Oh. Well, they should call in and talk to that voice.
True. They should call in and talk to me and give me something to talk about. You have to get bored just listening to me and Proof all the time. I feel like I just give everyone the same information. I want some good stuff.
Well, that's why we have to get guests and all that here.
Yeah, I saw a friend of mine had posted on the Barefoot is Legal page last week. He and his kids were out barefoot walking, and they had dirty feet, and they went into Wawa barefoot, and nobody said anything. Nobody even batted an eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was cool. And that was in New Jersey, so I liked that Wawa was being barefoot friendly. But he said he had no problems at all. He walked right in with him and his two kids, and they got sandwiches and their drinks, and they paid, and nobody said anything. And I was like, well, that's awesome.
I've never been to a Wawa in my life, ever.
You guys don't have Wawas. Do you have anything that's equivalent to a Wawa on the Pacific side? Wawa pretty much, yeah, like it has a gas station. You can buy subs there, chips, drinks, donuts. It's like a little mini mart kind of thing.
Wawa, because I'm from Long Island and I spent a few years in Florida, and they have them there. I've just never been to one.
Oh, you need to go. I think that they're amazing, but I also grew up on Wawa. As a kid, we would ride our bikes barefoot to the Wawa and get Slurpees. My daughter says, what's a Slurpee, Mom?
See, here we just have the standard AM, PM. We have Circle K and we got 7-Eleven. That's our convenience stores.
Yeah, we have 7-Elevens too. That is popular, and they are also barefoot friendly, because I have been in quite a few of those in my travels, because I travel a lot from Virginia to New Jersey, because my family is predominantly in New Jersey, and I've never had an issue. That and Royal Farms, never had an issue. People look at me funny, but people always look at me funny. Dairy Barn?
Yeah.
That's cool. Is it like the same kind of thing, just a one-stop mini-mark shop thing?
Yeah, I think so. Or there's a drive-through.
Ah, Wawa would be deadly if they had a drive-through. I'm trying to think today what local business I want to support barefoot, because not everything is shut down here. I'm learning. I thought in this pandemic that every state was on lockdown, but it's not. We have very light restrictions here in Virginia. We don't have a curfew or anything, and most stores are still open. But I have noticed that they're just not letting you eat inside, but it is at the discretion of the business owner. So I thought that was pretty cool. So I don't know why some, states are way more locked down than others. I was going to go on a theory, blue state versus red state, but I'm over here in a blue state and we are not on severe lockdown.
Yeah, but I think you're right on that, though.
What, the blue versus red?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the more I'm more aware of things, or the more I'm more conscious of things, I'm seeing a lot more people exercising their freedoms during this. Like I was saying, I get excited when I see other barefooters, but I feel like I've been noticing people a lot more being barefoot around me because of the freedom in general. I feel like when your freedoms are taken a little bit or you're restricted at all, then you start rebelling in other ways. And people, I think that they feel like when they're barefoot, they're like rebelling against the system. When in reality, there's no law that says they can't be barefoot anyway. I was saying that to my girlfriend because I was at her house the other day and we saw a lot of kids outside playing. It was nice out though. But a lot of kids were outside playing barefoot and people were walking their dogs barefoot, and usually they have slippers and stuff and they wear it. And I was like, ooh, are they feeling rebellious in the quarantine? I was just being funny about it. And I was checking the Barefoot Festival in New Jersey with Carrie Underwood and the Leonard Skinner band of What's Left of Them, and
Blake Shelton.
Blake Shelton, yes. And so far that is still going. They have not canceled that. I don't know if you had a chance to look into it about possibly having a booth there or something. I would
like to do something like that.
Yeah, I understand that.
If it's ever over.
I'm thinking the end of April. I'm thinking the end of April. The president's been using very strange verbiage, especially yesterday. So hopefully we won't be kept in the dark about the truth in all of this much longer. Whether it's good or bad, just tell us at this point. That's how I feel. Definitely makes me want to, you know, buy a few acres in the woods somewhere and have a tiny home and greenhouses and live very minimal, that's for sure. I've always wanted to do that, but I definitely want to do that more. It looks like we have a caller, too, George. I'm going to bring him on, if that's okay, Proof.
Well, it's your show.
Hello.
Hi, George. Are you there?
Yep. Hello.
How are you today?
Bored as usual.
Oh, you bored at home in quarantine? Where are you calling from?
Lakeland, Florida.
Oh, are you in a heavy lockdown there in your barefoot life?
Comparing to everybody else, not really. I don't know how we, what that guy up in Tallahassee, whatever the capital of Florida is, has it to where we're quarantined or at the house, but we can still go to other places for until the 30 days are up, which will be May 2nd. But, I have no clue. This is just new to me. On my part, we're on day 2 of it. I know everybody else probably not happy to hear that because they're probably like 3 weeks into it. Yeah, I was just wondering if Dave ever heard of Stewart's Gas Station. If he's ever been to Eastern New York or Western Vermont.
Yeah, I've never been upstate New York or anything north of Yonkers.
Shoot, then trying to describe Wawa is going to be even more harder. And there was another, for Keegan, what is it like seeing other barefooters? It's like I hardly get to see it here in Florida, but yeah, I'm surrounded by Gulf of Mexico and Atlantic Ocean around 3/4 of the state, and it doesn't even make any sense. It's like I'm the lone barefooter. Well, and I'm hearing that Jared lives next county over, and then we got a lot of people over in St. Petersburg that's also barefooter. I was getting excited about going to until this Corona Lyme virus thingy, whatever it's called, is started up, and it's like, are you kidding me? I just got the card a month before this China virus thingy. Now I can't even go out of town. Yeah, what's it like seeing other barefooters?
I get really excited, and I'm a talker. Like, I just go up to people and start talking to them. So I usually catch them off guard, but I'll like go right up to them, and I'm like, oh my god, you're a barefooter, and then they like look at me like I'm crazy because it's not unusual for them. You know, most people that live a barefoot lifestyle, it's not unusual, you know. I think I'm unusual going up to them like, oh my gosh, you're barefoot. But I always say hello, and I always say hello, and, you know, lately when I see them, I, you know, tell them about barefoot is legal. And I'll be like, oh, you should join our Facebook group, or you should look into Barefoot is Legal and see what we're about or whatever. And they usually just are like, oh, yeah, that's cool, you know, because like I said, I feel like if you live barefoot, you're not thinking anything's wrong with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you living in Florida, I would feel like so many people would be barefoot. My girlfriend used to live in Jensen Beach growing up. Her parents were divorced, and I would go spend, you know, a couple weeks in the summertime with her down there. And her mom and, like, the people around, they were always barefoot, especially being in, like, a beach community, you know?
Yeah, sadly, I started the barefooting late. It was back in 1987 when I was about 17 years old. I just got over that 25% part of that podophobia, which is fear of feet. So I no longer had that deep hate for feet. So I started wanting to try to switch into sandals at the time. And then pretty soon we moved up in Vermont, and I was like, well, now I guess I could try to get used to my kind of temperature, the cold. And then when we come back to Florida, there's no Food Lion. It's like, that's the only supermarket I know of where people have been shopping barefoot at, and that place is closed. And it's like, is there any other supermarket that you can go shopping barefoot at? And then lately, we ended up getting an Aldi's. Half the Vermont's already been having it years ago. And I tried to go barefoot there, and then one employee stopped me, and I was like, crap. Back to not having any supermarket to go barefoot at. And then, like a decade later, is when I found out from Sierra the Barefoot Girl that there's a Facebook group and Instagram page called Barefoot is Legal, and it's like, I wish they had this a decade ago, back when I was on MySpace. Yeah, I hardly got to see any barefoot. I think the last time I got to see anybody barefoot besides my niece and I was back in 2016 when Pokemon Go came out, and before then, I think it was like before 2010 when I started seeing some customers go inside Little Caesars barefoot just to order pizza. And that's when I started getting ideas, trying to go barefoot inside that pizza place. Cause I thought it was only Subway that was barefoot friendly.
I think it, like, do people come up to you and ask you why you're barefoot ever, or do they ever say anything?
I don't know, I had one guy yell out, where are your shoes? And I was at Best Buy, so I looked over at the employee. The employee didn't say anything. I'm thinking, haha, sucker, you just embarrassed yourself in front of everybody. I'm still going barefoot. You can shut your trap and just continue on with your shoes. I can't remember if that was before.
Yeah.
I ended up getting a relationship before the 7 years of being single been going on.
Oh, man.
I was just asking because, like, I always take it as an opportunity to talk to people about it. They'll be, like, looking at me, and I have no filter. So if people look at me weird, I'll be like, oh, you know, barefoot's legal. Like, I'll just throw it out there. And usually, like, they'll start laughing, or somebody will talk, or somebody will give me a thumbs up, or, you know, sometimes it leads to conversation and stuff. But I do things like that and hopefully, you know, bring awareness or spike up conversation or maybe encourage other people to do the same thing. Sometimes it causes a little bit of a discrepancy with parents because they'll see, you know, me and my daughter barefoot or something, and then the kids want to take off their shoes. They're like, Mom, no fair. They're barefoot. I don't want my shoes on.
Oh, God, my mother seemed to have a problem at the time, and every time I used to go barefoot over to Austin, it's like, I've been going barefoot since before I even moved back to Florida. And I made sure she'd
be there. You've been barefoot
there,
since you were born.
Not really. Yeah, when I was born, but then we were wearing shoes, and we only used to go to barefoot whenever we went to the beach, which at that time was Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, and whenever we went swimming in our backyard. But then I started going more barefoot down here when we moved back down to Florida the second time, because the Pennington Highway bought our house in Vermont, so I was like, well, so much for that idea. If anybody can bring that cold front down, please. But yeah, living in Florida, I hardly get to see anybody barefoot around here, and it's like, why? And then when it's
winter
time, everybody.
I know, that's really sad. I would think more than ever it would be, or any place, you know, it would be Florida.
I think I even get to see it super rarely at a gas station, and it still doesn't make any sense. The only time I get to see more population of it is also in the coastal area, which in this case would be Pinellas and Clearwater is also in Pinellas. Lived here half my life and I still can't remember some of the places around here. Still seems weird to know the state has 67 counties. I'm used to remembering 14. And I still can't think of any way to describe the Dave on what Walla is, because I can't remember any gas station I remember over in Utah that would probably each match up with Walla's or Stewart's. And I've never biked over to Walla before. I think I may have been barefoot inside Walla, but I haven't been in Walla in such a long time.
Yeah, I just, like I tell people, you know, just you know, have conversations, spark awareness, because a lot of times people want to do things like that, and, you know, they see you doing it and they want to do it, but they don't know. They just don't know. So I always try to talk, you know, especially if I'm being looked at. I'll be like, hey, barefoot's legal. I just throw it out there like a joke, you know, like, just so you know.
Yeah, the only one that got curious was the one lady over at City Hall, because I was trying to find out, and who do I go to find out about the barefoot laws in Florida, and they suggested the Lakeland Police, and that's when I found out it was under house rule, and it's like, I could explore that whole town barefoot a lot more often. It's not real, even though I was hoping to get a more better answer from that police lady, but...
Oh.
It's like I might as well go swing over to Bartow to find out about the Florida Statute 760.08, about the discrimination law, and whatever else I found from the Barefoot Legal website.
So, I wish I'd go barefoot at Walmart, but... You said that you didn't always go barefoot, like it wasn't something that you did all the time. So what made you want to be a barefoot, you know, or live barefoot, or just exercise your barefoot free as right?
I think it's when I started seeing Floridians try to go barefoot over at the Food Lion supermarket or whatever it was called at the time, part of the Hannaford chain. And that's what got me curious, but... I think it started the same time when I started picking up the, and excuse my language, feet fetish. Because I used to have 100% hate for feet, and I was always shy about my feet. And I always had that podophobia, but ever since that one day in May, it's like I opened up that 25% phobia, and it also got me curious. And when we moved up to Vermont, it's like, good, I watched Dragon Ball Z, and I saw how he tried to go Super Saiyan. I tried to use that to try to get myself to stay warm in cool weather. And that's how I was able to go barefoot during the winter time, as long as my mother wasn't watching, because she was afraid I was going to get frostbite. And it's like, I have eyes. I know how to look down. So I was always careful at the time, and we moved back to Florida, like, and I get to explore more places, so I started at the gas station and then the post office. The lady didn't seem to be happy much about it, but then she got over it after I kept on going barefoot there month after month. And then I think 2009 is when I was starting to explore more places, and that's when I found that the Dollar Tree was barefoot friendly. Joann Fabrics had a problem because they were selling candy. So Michael's Arts and Crafts gained me as a barefoot customer. Made it easier last year for Christmas shopping. Sam's Club doesn't even make any sense. Makes me wonder if that Walmart paper you guys have on barefoot is legal would help to let people like me be able to go shopping barefoot inside Sam's Club.
Yeah, because Sam's Club is owned by Walmart's owned by Sam's Club, so that really doesn't make any sense.
And they're afraid that I might slip on the floor, and I'm thinking... Yeah, my feet are kind of like a frog feet. I can easily grip the water, unlike when I'm wearing sandals. So if they're worried about lawsuit, then why are they letting me go in there with sandals on, which increases the chance of slipping?
Exactly. It doesn't even make sense. It really doesn't even make sense. Mm-hmm. It's just like the narrative, I think, that they've been told so many times that they just, you know, repeat it. How do you combat the cold? You said you go in the winter. Well, you're in Florida, so I guess it doesn't get really cold for you. But how do you combat the cold with your feet?
I think back in 1997, I was trying to tighten up my muscles, and I was trying to start off with going barefoot in, I think, August, September, and the temperature was getting more and more cooler, so I was trying to get more and more used to it, something I wish could work the opposite here in Florida, but nope. And pretty soon, if people are asking me, aren't you cold? And I'm thinking, if you're wearing a heavy jacket and gloves, and I'm in my summer clothing, and it's like 30 degrees outside, then no, I'm not cold.
Oh, wow, you don't even wear a jacket or anything?
At the time, I wasn't. Then again, I was the only one that school that was wearing, like, a heavy jacket, probably gloves, shorts, and sandals while I was in high school, except for calligraphy class. That's the only class I got to go barefoot in any of the schools. I still don't know. I got through driver's ed class with shoes before being able to drive barefoot down here, which again, thanks to Lakeland PD for saying that it's legal to drive barefoot. So it's like, great, if I ever move up north, I'm going to be screwed in the wintertime because I don't know how to drive with shoes on.
Yeah, that's really cool. I'm sensitive, like, with the cold. When it's too cold, I just can't do it. It hurts.
As soon as my sister's husband...
It just hurts my feet.
Last year when I was in vacationing up in Tennessee, when my sister's husband saw those snow on the ground, he said, okay, George, have at it. So I was like Tigger or Daffy Duck, and I went right outside, and I was enjoying that snow because we don't get that stuff down here in Florida, so I was enjoying the time. I snapped photos, and then pretty soon my niece was okay with me wearing her T-Rex costume, so while she had the camera, I was wearing a T-Rex suit, and she was snapping photos that got her laughing, which I think I got one that was posted on Barefoot Legal site, just so at least everybody can see that even Tyrannosaurus Rex can go barefoot, and there's proof of it from the Tennessee photo, which was really me in the costume.
When I was in college, there was a few of us that were always barefoot, and in the wintertime, I would wear like moccasins or something so that I was still comfortable. But so many of the guys, not the girls, continued barefoot throughout the winter. And I always wondered if it was like a guy versus girl thing, like they just don't feel it the way girls do or something. So that's why I asked what you do to combat it, because I always thought that was interesting. My friend Scud, we called him, he just swore that your calluses, you know, build up so much that you just don't feel it.
Oh, so it's the opposite, because I've seen photos from Sierra the Barefoot Girl, the one from Canada that goes barefoot through the wintertime. And back when I was on MySpace, there was a lady, Olga Gava, some dancer Weber from Petersburg, Russia, that goes barefoot in the wintertime, and it's like dream goal. But living here in Florida since 2002, because the Bennington Bypass wanted to add on another 1/4 of the highway around Bennington, Vermont. And yet they only did 2 sections of the bypass. They never did one that started from where I lived, went right to the south end of Bennington. So it's like, why did they buy a house back in 2002? I could still be shoveling snow for other people, enjoying the snow barefoot, hear the river, see the mountain, and take leaves instead of just being in this house 8 months of the year because it's so hot outside. I'm not used to this 80, 90 degrees weather. And I'm like 100 pounds lighter since the move.
And yeah,
like
I think
great.
Maybe, like you said, you just kind of acclimate to it after a while.
I have no clue what acclimate means.
Oh, like you, like, acclimatize to it. Like, your body just gets used to it after a while, and it, like, changes its temperature based on, the environment it's in. You know how some people, like, they say not to wear your jacket inside because then when you go outside, your body is already acclimated to the jacket being on while you're inside, so it's not going to keep you warm on the outside?
I wish that would work here in Florida. I can't handle
78
degrees. I know,
but it doesn't really get cold at all, huh?
No, and I can't stand the heat. That's why I was kind of hoping to be moving next year, but then I made a mistake of getting a car back in February of this year, and it's like I just screwed myself moving out. So now I got put up with 5 more years of this hurricane season, and now knowing that Florida can get tornadoes, and it's like, what else does Florida get that I have to fear about? But yeah, we don't get snow or blizzards.
If you could live anywhere,
though,
where would it be?
At first it was going to be Hawaii, but now probably Canada because I just love snow. I was born used to seeing snow in the wintertime, and I never could get used to this warm weather. There's nothing on cartoons or anywhere that teaches you how you can get used to the weather. And they say the more years that you live here, the more you get used to it. And it's like, no. The first time we moved down here, I was kind of used to 78 degrees weather. Now I'm used to 76, 77 degrees. 78 now gets me all sweaty. I can't get used to the heat like I easily can in the wintertime. And I didn't even know if I can get more used to the cold until that last year's vacation to Tennessee. I found out that I can go barefoot as low as 18 degrees, which beats my Vermont record of 30 degrees. And it's like, why did I even bring my shoes and pants with me when I was going to be wearing flip-flops during the snow? Even though they only probably get like millimeters of snow, but still, it's enough for me to leave footprints. And smell big, too.
Yeah, I love snow, too, secretly. Here in Virginia, we very, very rarely get it, and it makes me really excited when we do get it, but I understand, because I definitely love the snow. It's one thing I totally miss.
Yeah, that's one of many reasons why I hate it in Florida, is that it's flat, too. It's like, how can anybody get used to this flat state? I know they probably like the beach, but then you got to put up with the Mickey Mouse that's 55 minutes over, and I hated that character ever since we picked up the Disney Channel on satellite. I was like, my God, give the other cartoon characters a chance to be on the air. I think that's why I picked up my hate for Mickey Mouse. But I missed going to the Great Escape, which is up in New York. Less roller coaster, but still. Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out how to describe
Wawa.
Well,
that's something I wonder. I wonder if you could get away with going to amusement parks barefoot, because they make you take your shoes off to ride roller coasters anyway.
Yeah, thanks to this group, I haven't really been stopped as soon as I got through the gate. I think I was using, I can't remember who that guy is that lives over in Newport Richey, about as soon as you pass the gate, wait until you're not near the security guards, and then just take off your sandals or something and just walk barefoot the rest of the time. And that's how I was able to go barefoot 90% of the time around Busch Garden, except for most of the roller coaster, except for that one that I love, makes you have to take off your sandals if you're wearing flip-flops. And it's like, there's the roller coaster I've been loving. It's like, I get to feel the breeze between the toes. And then I forgot that I'm always closing my eyes around the loop-to-loop. But still, at least I got to enjoy the breeze before having to get off the roller coaster. But I used to love that
because I would always wear flip-flops, too, because I grew up in New Jersey, so we have Six Flags Great Adventure there. And I always remember having sandals or something, and they would make me take them off and hold them or strap them into the seatbelt and ride the roller coasters barefoot. And now that I think about it, I'm like, I should have just walked the whole park barefoot. Why didn't I?
That's the beauty about what I like about having big pockets inside the shorts. It's like I could just slide it right in. If I can fit a 44-ounce surf blister in my pocket.
True.
If I can fit a 44-ounce surf blister in my pocket, I should have no problem sliding my flip-flops in. And if they question about wearing shoes or leaf, then I can just take it out like I've done over at Michael's, the library, and all these. Which reminds me, as soon as that coronavirus thing goes by, I need to write to that lady over at City Hall or wherever to find out is there anything in the policy about being barefoot, and if so, can I see the policy? Because otherwise, if I go barefoot in that Lakeland Library the second time, I don't want to be stopped because I didn't see it on the door, and you can't get hurt from books according to Dave. So it's like,
no,
can
you
get hurt from?
Are the books going to attack your feet?
Yeah, there's not that Mario 64 game the way the book has teeth and trying to chase right after you. Talking about Mario, that Mario Odyssey game, I had Mario going barefoot, and it's like, well, that just shows that superheroes can go barefoot instead of just trying to cut down trees and stuff like Animal Crossing. My character's barefoot on that one, too. That's also my trainer character from Pokemon Go. So it's like, sweet. Barefoot's legal in these video games. Then you got Wii Fit Trainer on Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, so it's like another fighting character that goes barefoot.
So are you a big gamer?
Yeah, kind of. Only for Nintendo, but I try to avoid the one-player game as much as possible so I can try to get out of the cussing habit. That's why I only play multiplayer games.
So you're loving quarantine because you have an excuse to just sit around and play video games then, huh?
Oh, no,
or even now you're getting bored.
I've been hating this quarantine thingy since I've been single, so I've been hating it since 2013. It is boring as hell. Oh, excuse my language. I did not mean to say the H word.
No,
sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
But this is another reason
that
why I wanted to join Barefoot
Legal.
I thought we're not supposed to say H-E double hockey sticks on here. That's why I was like, oh. Yeah, that's why I joined this group area, because then hopefully I can find other people that also likes going barefoot as much as I do. And I never knew that there was plenty of Floridians here in the group that goes barefoot. And that was one of many reasons why I needed to get a car. And now since I got the Forte, thanks to this group making it possible for me to go on barefoot and get a car first time. And first time I ever got a Kia that's not from Walmart. I forgot what I was saying. Crap.
Yeah, well, you're not allowed to buy shoes or clothes or anything anymore from Walmart because they're non-essential items. So.
Yeah, I think I was hearing you guys mention about. So it's like, oh, good. And I can just pretend that I just threw my footwear away. It's like, okay, let's put them test the Florida law.
Yeah, well, I can't buy shoes right now, sir. So I have to be barefoot in your establishment. Sorry. We have the perfect excuse now.
Especially for here in Florida, it's like they should allow it anyway. It's a sunshine state. It doesn't get hot down here unless you count 50 degrees as hot.
Yeah, that's why I think it's super strange that you don't have a bunch of barefooters there. Like, really?
I don't know if it's because I'm far inland, almost like dead center of the state, or people aren't going barefoot as much around here. I think the nearest barefooter for me is over in Plant City, but I need this coronavirus thing to get over so I can start asking if anybody in the Plant City Lakeland area wants to go do a meetup. And if nobody wants to, then I'll find out if Jared and those people over in St. Petersburg, plus that one over in Newport Richie, wants to go do a barefoot meetup over in St. Petersburg. Just so at least I can finally have some barefoot friends, plus I'll have a second Florida friend. I think it's stupid moving down here from St. Petersburg.
Especially on the Barefoot is Legal Facebook group there, I would assume a lot of people would be from Florida that you could try to meet up with and have an event or some sort.
I think I counted like three over in St. Petersburg, and then Jared for over at Seminole, which I'm counting as that's Tampa. And
hey, three's enough for a party.
I always seem to agree with you about the more the merrier. So if Jared and that one that's friends with that guy from Kentucky, I think Alan, whoever's that guy that's friends with Alan, that'd be neat to meet up with them all over to St. Petersburg. Since that one's in St. Petersburg, doesn't want to go over to Tampa because Harrisburg's got dirty ground. That's like, isn't that part why we go barefoot for us to explore nature? It's like they got a nature park,
yeah.
Even though there's got.
It's so important to, feed the terrain of your body. So it's better to expose it to all kinds of things and, like you said, explore nature and ground to it, because it's just going to make you healthier.
The roads down here.
I've never heard of anyone getting sick being barefoot.
I still say being barefoot hasn't really. Either that or the cold weather doesn't get people sick much. Because it seems like everybody in this house seems to get sick more often than I do. And it's like, go barefoot or get the AC more colder. Then again, for me, I need to do plenty of exercise so I can get my weight back into the 100s area. At least the 180. The only way I can do that is if I have any friends. And right now, I'm only friends with a mermaid that lives over near Riverview, Florida. Still seems
a real
weird
mermaid?
To me, the same principle. No, just some lady that dresses up in a mermaid suit. Which
that's
seems
cool.
Weird.
Does she do it for like the local? Does she do it for like a local aquarium? Because here in Virginia, they have Mermaid Mondays the whole month of April, and they have women that dress up as mermaids and swim around in the aquarium tanks for the kids, and it's so cool.
I'm still new to hearing about it, even though I've been hearing about it since 2017, because my brother's the only one that's interested in it. And that's how I was able to meet my very first Florida friend back in December of last year, which is pretty sad that it took me that long to finally get a friend. Ever since moving back here in 2002, it's like, why is it taking this long for me to finally gain friends when they've already got friends before then?
Are you going out and trying to make friends?
I wish I could. Excuse my language, I'm on Social Security. I hate it. Whatever this Asperger thing is, I want to try to know about it and try to get myself get around it so I can live like everybody else. I always want to stock shelves and stuff. I hate SSI.
Well, then why don't you?
Because
Social Security doesn't stop you from going out.
Now since I finally got a vehicle, but I don't know, it's like I gotta try to figure out how does everybody else get to start up a conversation, because I'm having a hard time trying to build up a conversation on the website like Plenty of Fish. And
well, you're having a great conversation with me. We're talking about Barefoot is Legal and all kinds of other things. You're talking pretty freely.
Yeah, because we're talking on a subject that I can agree on, which is going barefoot, and when you mentioned Wawa, I mean, I'm thinking about Stewart's, even though Wawa doesn't sell ice cream like Stewart's does, and I don't think Stewart's sells sandwiches.
I love their chicken fingers and fries and milkshakes.
I miss their ice cream.
We actually had a Stewart's in my hometown where I grew up in Hamilton.
Sweet. So it sounds like you've been up to New York or Vermont before. I don't think they have in Massachusetts.
Yeah, my parents actually own a pretty big plot of land in upstate New York by South Otselic. So I've been all over. I traveled a lot in my 33 years.
I think the highest I've ever been to was Saratoga, New York, and Waterbury, Vermont. Then again, that Waterbury, Vermont was a school field trip to see Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream Factory. Yeah, the farthest West I've ever been to was Salt Lake City because we were living over in Francis, Utah at the time. Otherwise, I think I've been living more of my life here in Florida, and I can't stand the heat. So I'm glad my vehicle is the only one that seems to have a working AC.
Yeah, maybe I'll set some barefoot goals and go do some stuff barefoot now that the weather is really breaking and add to our collection on Barefoot is Legal page. You can go do fun stuff and take pictures.
Yeah, when the nature park opens up and there's less vehicles there. Last time we had a cold front, I tried to go over to Sickleby Bar Nature Park and the entire parking lot was full and I was like, are you kidding me? The only chance
I know,
that we had
I actually like that the quarantine is making people go to the parks and get out in nature more. It's making them ground more and stuff. I like that part of it. Things that they normally they're out doing, you know, because they have the time to do it.
Yeah, our park was about to open up, but everybody in the Lakeland area seemed to be getting upset because of this coronavirus thingy. And then Trump mentioned about either Trump or Ron DeSantis, someone added to where Florida had to be whatever this thing's called for the 30 days. So it's like, so much for them opening up the park. Now they decide they're going to close it again and close more parks. And it's like, oh, man. Well, then again, it's hot outside. We're like in the 80s. We're soon to be expecting in the 90s soon. It's like, yeah, I guess I'll be inside until November. Can't wait until December.
That's good.
So I can go to the beach.
No, the hot weather is good. It's supposed to kill any of the virus. It's not heat-resistant virus.
Oh, good. If they'll get rid of the virus, that'd be good.
Yeah, that's what I've been reading, that it's a non-heat resistant, so it's killed by the heat.
Well, this kind of sucks for most of my Facebook friends because they're mostly Vermonters. Then again, that's good for me, my family, my niece, and I guess Shamika, the one that does the mermaid thing with my brother here in Florida. Think of it, with Eric on my friends list. Seems weird. I'm friends with two mermaids. One's a barefooter from Barefoot's Legal, and the other one I'm still new to know about because I only met her once so far. I don't even know how long she's been doing that mermaid thingy. If she ever likes going barefoot, then I'd be glad to try to find out if she wants to join in the barefoot group thing.
Yeah. Or like when you're on gaming sites and stuff and see if people are, you know, barefooters.
I haven't been on pogo.com, I think, since before I got on MySpace, probably since 2005. So I don't go on gaming sites anymore. Actually, that's another reason why I hate SSI. I can't go in places like The Price is Right. And it's like, oh, man, I've been loving that show since I was little. Nope. My resource teacher, my mother, and my doctor in Vermont wants me to get on SSI because of Asperger, whatever Asperger is. And it's like, really? I hate it. It feels like you're retired, but at a younger age, and I think I'm just trying to avoid a third depression.
Yeah, my little sister actually has Asperger's, but she, you know, has a child. She has a relationship, and she's a manager at Wawa, and she does not let her diagnosis stop her, that's for sure.
As Napoleon Dynamite would say, lucky. Wish I had a job.
No, you have the power. You have the power in your mind to fix it. And you're going to. You're going to get out there, and you're going to be barefoot, and you're going to strike up conversation, and you're going to get other people to be barefoot.
Yeah, with Barefoot League of Poop.
Yeah.
Okay,
you got to start somewhere, right?
So barefoot sarcastic.
But I'm sorry to cut you off, George. We don't have much time left.
Sorry.
We have 30 seconds. So I'm going to tell you thank you for calling in. You're always welcome to call in. I'll be here next Saturday again, same time, same place. And I hope that this quarantine is not happening next week.
We're stuck with it until my sister's birthday. Right, bye-bye.
Well, I hope to talk to you then next week, or if not, tune in.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.